you know, the potential for being ripped off in e-commerce is high. You know, you're never completely free of it. You got to kind of, you know, there's ratings. You can look at, you know, if a person sold like, you know, 300 things and they've gotten 100%, you know, 100% rating, you can be pretty sure the person's got a reputation there. They don't want to tarnished if it seems like an individual. It's when you start getting into people that only have one sale or people that have like a low, you know, approval rating or sometimes just, I don't know, you got to kind of get to suss it out and, you know, kind of get a feel for who you're dealing with. Most of the time I try to get a feel for who I'm working with and, you know, there's any number of ways I can convince myself that the person I'm dealing with is legit. I could write a book on it. It's not like I could sit down and say, oh yeah, just do this. But having said that, I've done countless transactions on both eBay and other forums, and I've not been stung once. Well, that's not true. I think somebody misrepresented my 705. It had a problem, and I think they knew it. It wasn't a big deal, but I think they knew it, and I think they misrepresented it. Other than that, I've been 100%.
And eBay does a good job policing bad sellers, too. Like, I've been buying a fair amount of stuff on eBay recently, and, you know, if you pay with PayPal, your money's guaranteed, too. So you got that going for you.